Today's Shir's Masechta, Baba Metzia, Daf Kuftes. We will begin on Daf Kuftes, Amar Aleph, at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Mekabel, Sodom Mechaveri. If somebody is working on somebody else's field, the Shana Motos, and as we've learned so many times in our Shurim, there are two ways how one could become a worker in somebody else's field. One is through Chakiris, and one is through Arisas. Chakiris means that they're going to pay a fixed amount as the rent. And Arisas means that they're going to share in the produce. So Rashi explains that our Mishnah is speaking in a case of Chakiris, where they're going to pay a fixed amount, and the worker is not really getting from this necessarily, getting from this field, which is being planted. And therefore, in such a situation, says the Mishnah, La Yizrena Pishtin, one should not plant the field with linen, because the linen, once it's planted, it depletes the earth for 7 years. I'm not a partner in this property for 7 years, and therefore I have no right to plant here something that will deplete the property. That's the way Rashi learns the Mishnah. The Ramban says that, so according to Rashi, were it to be an Arisas arrangement, then it would be permitted to enter in this type of, to plant even linen. But the Ramban disagrees, and he says that the Mishnah is speaking both by Arisas and by Chakiris. There are questions on the opinion of the Ramban, because the Gemara earlier in our Perek said that only the first two Mishnais of our Perek speak about Arisas. And according to this, many more Perakim of our Mishnah, many more Mishnais are speaking about that. Furthermore, Ein Lo Bekeiru Shikma, if they plant a Shikma tree, a sycamore tree, that once it plants, the branches that come out are not good for 7 years. And if the arrangement was for less than 7 years, so I'm not entitled to take branches that you won't be able to replace for so many years, and I don't have an arrangement for you for so many years. Kibla himendel shevishonim. But let's say I accepted to work for 7 years. So now, b'shana rishona, during the first year of our arrangement, yizrena pishtin, I'm allowed to plant linen, because even when, by the time, as long as the land is depleted, I still am going to be on this property. And since as long as the land is going to be depleted, I'm going to be on this property, I'm entitled to whatever happens here. Yeshla, and similarly, yeshla b'kara shikma, because by the time they're going to be come back to be the way they should be, I still will be on the property. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, when the Mishnah said that I don't have a share in the Kaira Shikma, says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Kaira Shikma Eloi, I don't have an actual share in those branches that will be cut and have to come back. Av B'Shvach Shikma, that the value of this tree went up. Yeshloi, in that the part, in this I do have a share. I take a share at the end of my term of being on this field. I can't take the actual branches, because those branches are not coming back until 7 years. But the fact that the tree got better, in that I have a right to take. Rava Amma, and Rava disagrees, and Rava says, Afil b'shvach shikma name enloi, even the enhanced value of the shikma, I don't get a share in, because I did not take ownership. I did not have a prop ownership in this property to take the shvach shikma. The simplest way to learn the Gemara is that Baya and Rava are disagreeing. What was the right that the person who got the shikma, who took this field and that has a shikma tree in it, what was included and what was not included in his rights in the field? That's the simplest way of understanding the machloikus of Baya Rava. Meisrei asked the Gemara on the opinion of Rava. It says in a braisa, if somebody is a choker, is lease somebody else's property, the gears manalotzeis, and his time to leave the property has come. The end of the term has come. Shaman law, we evaluate. Says the Gemara, what does shaman mean? My love, isn't the definition of shaman? Shaman law b'shvach ha-shikma. We evaluate how much the shikma went up in value. So isn't that a proof that he is entitled to the increased value of the shikma? Loi. Says the Gemara, that's not what the b'raisa means. Rather, says the Gemara, what the b'raisa means to say, is shaman loi yarkav sikla. If he could have planted vegetables and beets, that's what he's entitled to. Says the Gemara, Yarka Vishilka, if we're speaking about vegetables, so why are we doing evaluations? Asked the Gemara, Nakra Vinishkal, let him just take his vegetable. Answers the Gemara, B'dloy Mati Yom D'Shuka. The Bryce is speaking about the market day, which is the day you're going to get more for your vegetables, has not yet come. And since that market day has not yet come, nobody is going to want to sell them on a different day because you're going to get much more for them on the market day. And on the other hand, taking them out of the ground earlier is also not something you want to do because if you take it out earlier, they're going to get ruined. And therefore, we evaluate what they're worth and that's what you get. Tashma. So the Gemara asks another question on the opinion of Rava. The Braisa says, Hamakabasad Mechaveri, if somebody, again, has this Chakiris relationship, Vigia Shvius, and now the Shemitah year comes, Shamaloi. Ask the Gemara, it seems from here that in the Shemitah year, he's no longer allowed to work on this property. Ask the Gemara, Shvius, just because it's Shemitah, Mir Kamafka Ara, does that mean that he has to leave the property? Elema, says the Gemara, what does the Braisa mean to say? If I agree to be in a Chakiris relationship on this property, Vigia Yovel, and now the Yovel comes, Shomaloi. We evaluate what is the share I'm supposed to get, whatever that means. But first ask the Gemara, Vekati, Yovel, Mimafka Kablonis, just because Yovel came, does that cause the Kablonis relationship to end? Ask the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'aretz lo yisimachal etzmises amrachmona. Only something that was sold permanently, the Yovel undoes. But this is not a permanent relationship. If it's not a permanent relationship, why should Yovel end it? El Eima, halakeh sodom chaveri. If somebody bought a property from somebody else, v'gir Yovel, so now we know that Yovel does mean that everything goes back to the original owner. So says the Gemara, v'gir Yovel, if Yovel comes, shamanloi, we evaluate what he gets. And that is given to the buyer. And what the Bryce is teaching us is if during the years that I, the buyer, was on this property, and there was a sycamore tree that improved, that went up in value as long as it was mine. So I'm entitled to get that extra value. But what we see from here is that if I invested in making a sycamore tree more valuable, I am entitled to that extra value. V'chi teima, so says the Gemara, just like we said earlier in our shir, we're going to explain that Hachinami, that this Bryce is speaking about, Shama Labiyaka Vasilka, was not speaking about the improved tree that I should get that extra value, but rather we're talking about the vegetables. Ask the Gemara, Silka Biyaka Biyoyvel of Kerihu. Anything that grows in the field during Yovel is Hefker. I can't get it and say, well, I deserve it and I can't sell it, so I should get the value. You're not entitled to it altogether. Elalav. Here we have no choice, suggests the Gemara, only to say that the person who's in this field is entitled to the shvach shikma, to the extra value of the shikma tree, says the Gemara. Tergma Abaya leave the Rava. Surbaya, in trying to explain how Rava will be able to understand this braisa, Shani Hossam, when we speak about Yovel, Domakra, V'yotza Mimka Beisai V'irach Uzosa B'Yovel. Mimkar, so it's something that was sold, Chayzer goes back by Yovel, but Shvach, there's a new din by Yovel and a Chayzer. That means what the Gemara is saying is that even if under normal circumstances, Shvach goes, the person who worked on the field is entitled to the Shvach, that is not a halacha that we would say by Yovel. That means even by Chakiris, if he's entitled to the Shvach, Yovel is different. But ask the Gemara, even if we're saying that the Torah is teaching us that by Yovel, when the buyer leaves the property, he's not entitled to the Shvach, so ask the Gemara, V'nigma minei, why aren't we learned from the Halacha of Yovel to the Halacha of Chakiris? Answers the Gemara, Hasam Zvinim Al Yehu. In the case of Yovel, it was a full-fledged sheil. And what Yovel does is Afkata de Malkahi. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you, the buyer, have no longer a right to be on this property. And it was only said on the Shvach, not on anything, and it was only said on the actual property, not on the Shvach. But that has no connection to a Chakiris relationship. Says the Gemara, Rapapa Kibel Arulas Basa. Rapapa entered into a Chakiris relationship to plant on the field aspasa grass for animal feed. And what happened was there were trees that grew there. Kikam Stalik, when a papa was about to leave this property, Amalahu, he told the owner of the property, Havali Shvacha, give me the value of the trees, of the improvement that I brought to your field. Amalah Sheshab Ravidil Rapapa, how could you ask for this? Elama'ata, if according to you, if you did chakiris on a tree, on a palm tree, fallen, and that tree got stronger, are you suggesting the hachinami the kabel mar shivchei? Are you going to claim that you should get the extra a share in the improved value of the tree? You didn't, as we said earlier. Everybody agrees that if you did not have a mind to get the extra value of the improved tree, you're not entitled to it. The machlokes of Abaye and Rava, we said earlier in our shir, was what do you have in mind by a shikma tree? But by a fruit tree, you certainly, by a tree where you were planting aspasa, that wasn't what you had in mind. So everybody agrees that you're not entitled to it. Amale, so says Rapapa, Hasam lava data dachanasu. I didn't have intention to get that. Avul hocha, when I planted the shachas, I had in mind that any improvement that this field will have, I should get a share. Says the Gemara, come on. So whose opinion is Rapapa following? Going back to what we said earlier in the shir, Kambaya, he's following the opinion of Abaya, the Amr B'Shrach Shikma Yeshlai, that he's entitled to a share in the shikma extra value. And as we explained, because he holds that that Abaya holds that that is what I had in mind when I came to this field. So ask the Gemara, is that what Rapapa is teaching us? Says the Gemara, Fil Tamra Karava. Rapapa could even be consistent with the opinion of Rava. Hossam Leslie Pseida. Somebody who took a shikma tree, says Rapapa, he doesn't get a share of the extra value. Because the Leslie Pseida, the fact that this tree improved doesn't have any bearing to him. Because the shikma tree was there before he took share in this property, and it's there now as well. And therefore, he never had a mind to get anything from the shikma tree. Hacha, but in the case of Rapapa, Ika Pseida, because the fact that there was tree, that this tree grew in the place where Rapapa could have otherwise planted and received shachas, which is what he took the property for, therefore, in such a case, that's why he's entitled to get a share in the shikma. Amalei, so Rav Shesha said to Rapapa, Demara continues the conversation that took place between Rav Shesha and Rapapa. Amalei, my psaticha, how much did you lose by the fact that trees grew in this field that now you can't plant in that area? Yodid Aspasa, how much room does a tree take up? A fistful of aspasa. So you're claiming that you were deprived of aspasa that could have grown in that spot. So he says to him, Shko yodid aspasa vazil. So take that much and go. Why should you be entitled to any more? Answers the Gemara. Amalei, anok kurkuma rish rabbi. I could have planted in that place saffron. Saffron is a very, very expensive spice. And he says that I could have, what I should have been reimbursed is the amount of saffron that could have been planted in that space. And therefore, it's not just the fistful of shachas that I'm entitled to, the value of a fistful of shachas. I'm entitled to the value of the saffron. And the Rashba says that it's not just that when Rapapa made this claim, we shouldn't view this as Rapapa just making a counterclaim, but rather, he explains, the way to understand the Gemara is Rapapa meant what he said. And he said, I was intending to plant over here saffron, and now that the tree is on the spot that I wanted to plant saffron, I should be entitled to that loss. Amalei, Rav Shesha said that you would have, the fact that you wanted to plant saffron here, Galisa Datak del Mishkava Stiluka Varta, it's showing that your intention was to plant things and take them and leave. And you weren't intending to take anything that will be there permanently. And therefore, Shkol Kirk Marishka Vazil, says the Gemara, so you should take the value of the saffron, or take the tree that grew. You only have the value of the tree because you're saying that this could have been planted, so you have a right for the tree. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Barabai kibul ara v'hadalei mishnisa. Rabbi Barabai accepted property for a chakiris relationship, and a stone grew in the property. V'katkavazadasa. And on the stone, different types of trees grew. Kid Kamastalik, when he wanted to leave, Amlu Havlishavchoi. So he said to the owner of the property, now the new trees here, I deserve a share in those trees. Amar Rapapi, Mishum de Isim Maloi, because you come from Maloi. So most explain that the definition of coming from Maloi means that he came from the family of Eli. And we know that the family of Eli was cursed, and they were a family that wasn't going to survive. The Masoris HaShas says that it wasn't, Maloi doesn't necessarily mean that it came from the family of Eli, which is a cursed family. It came from a place that was called Maloi. Amrisa, and because you come from such a place or such a family, Amrisa Mila Milyosa, you're saying things that are wrong. Afila Rapapa Lai Amar, even Rapapa that says that you're entitled to a share of the improvement, El Desle Pseida, as we explained, different ways of explaining that the person who, Rapapa, who planted there, suffered a loss by doing this. But here, where it grew on top of a stone, Hochamai Pseidis Loch, it's not a place where you would have planted and now you lost that by having this on that spot, and therefore, the Loch is you're not entitled. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef Havalehu Shasla, he had a person that was an oris in his properties, Shachiv. And that person who was an oris passed away. And he left over 5 son-in-laws. Amar, Ad Idnachad. And they wanted to take over being the oris in his property. So what he said was, what Rabbi Yosef said was, Ad Idnachad, till now I had one person working in my fields. V'hashta, but now what's going to happen is, Chamisha, I'm going to have five people working in the field, and that is not something that I want, because I don't want to have to deal with 5 different people. Till now, I only had one person, and I relied on that person, and everything worked well. hashta chamisha, but now that we have five son-in-laws who are going to share in this work, what happens is, says the Gemara, he said, samcha dadi, each one is going to rely that the other one should do the work, and I will mafsidly, and I will be the loser, because everybody's going to say that the other one should do the job. Meanwhile, the property won't be tended properly. So he said to them, Isha klatu amlu. So Rabbi Yosef said to them, Isha klatu shavchayuchu, if you take the improvement of your field, let's end this relationship. Take the improvement in this field, umastaliksu, and leave. And that'll be fine, mutav. Viloi, but if you refuse to do so, masaliknuchu b'loi shivcha, I'm just going to remove you. Damar Rav Yehuda v'itemir Rav Huna, v'itemir Rav Nachman, hai shasl d'shachiv, if a oris passes away, yarshim delay mistaklu b'loi shivcha, you can remove the yarshim without giving them any shear in the improvement. But says the Gemara, what he said was actually incorrect. He's not obligated to keep them working for him, but he is obligated to pay them the improvement that the oris, that they are his yarshim, are entitled to. There's machlokes rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. The Gemara says, because there were five son-in-laws, and he was dissatisfied that all five of them should share the responsibility, because when you have five people sharing the responsibility, the job doesn't get done. That's why he removed them. What would be the halacha if there was only one son, or if there was only one son-in-law? The Meiri says that if there was only one son or son-in-law, and he wanted to continue the Rishis, that he would be allowed to. The Rosh, quoting the Rambam, disagrees. He says that this person could have said, I was satisfied with your father-in-law being an oris on my behalf. I'm not satisfied with you being an oris on my behalf. Says the Gemara. Hahu shasla. There was somebody who was an oris. Damalhu, who said to the owner of the property, im misadna, if I don't tend for the property properly, misalikna, you can remove me. And indeed, says the Gemara, afsid, the property went down in value. Amar Yehuda, mistalik b'loi shivcha. This person, when he's removed from the property, doesn't get a share in the improvement. Rav Kahana, his agreement was that if I ruin the property, I'm removed, and he gets nothing. Rav Kahana Amar, mistalik, he's removed, however, v'shakl shivcha. Because he said, what he meant to say was, you're allowed to remove me, but that doesn't mean I should lose what I'm entitled to. Umayder Rav Kahana, that if he said it explicitly, that if I ruin your property, you could remove me, and you owe me nothing in the improvement, then the halacha is, mistalik b'loi shivcha, that was what he agreed to, and he's not entitled to anything. Rava disagrees. And Rava says, asmachtahi, this is considered an asmachta. An asmachta like Kanya, a sugya that we've learned many times. The person never accepted this upon himself. So the simple way of learning the Gemara, this is another example of the question that we've discussed many times in our shiurim, of a smachta Kanya or a smachta like Kanya. Others say that the Ramban, the Ran, say that this is not necessarily connected to the machlokes of a smachta kanya or smachta loy kanya, but rather the way to understand this Gemara is that it could be there was a special takonas chazal that if somebody did not properly take care of somebody of the property that he's an oris on, somebody who did not properly tend for the property that he's an oris on is not entitled to get the shvach. It's sort of a knas, it's sort of a punishment. Ask the Gemara, Ula Rava, according to Rava, that if somebody made this, had this agreement, that he's going to be removed, he doesn't get the shvach. Ask the Gemara, Maishtam Bahadur Tanan, why is this any different from what we learned in the Mishnah? On Daf Kuf Dalet Amun Aleph, the Mishnah spoke about that somebody who enter to an agreement. And he said that he's going to get a share of the produce. And then he didn't properly take care of the property. We learned that we determine how much should have this field produced, and he has to pay what it should have produced. Because in the agreement it's written, im oiver v'loy avid, if I will leave the field fallow and not work it, shalom b'ritiva, I have to pay you what I owe you. And we don't say, asmachta loy kanya, answers the Gemara. Hosam, in that case, he accepted upon himself what to pay, what the owner of the property should have been entitled to. Maida afsid mishalim. And therefore, it's only right that he should pay for the loss that he caused. Hacha, maida afsid magdinallah. What magdinallah? Indeed, any loss that he did to the, that he caused to this property, he should have to pay. But says the Gemara, v'idach, but the rest, yavinallah, he should be entitled to keep. And that's why, says the Gemara, we can't compare the two cases. Says the Gemara, Runya shastel de Ravina hava. Runya was the oris of Ravina. Afsid, and he ruined the property. Salke, and he was removed from the property. Says the Gemara, Asal kamei de Rava. So he came to Rava, and Amalei, Chazi mar my covetly. Look what you're doing to me. Look what Ravina, what he came to Rav and said, look what Ravina is doing to me. He is removing me from the property, even though I indeed one time didn't do the job right. Why should that be a reason that I should be removed? Amalei. So Rav said to Runya, Shap Ravid. What Ravina did was the right thing. Says the Gemara, Amalei. So Runya said, Halei Hisrabi, he didn't give me warning before he removed me that this is what's going to happen. Amalei, so Rava said, Lo Tricha, it's not necessary for him to give you warning. Lo Tricha Lahasris, he doesn't have to give you warning. Why? Because explains the Gemara, Rava Latame, Rava follows his opinion. Dama Rava, Makri Tardigi, if somebody is a teacher of Talmidim, Shasla, somebody who plants fields, tafcha, a shaychit, umna, a mile, the svar masa, and the cipher of the city, all of these cases, kulan kumusran v'aymdum dami. They're all as if they were pre-warned that they, if they're not going to do their job properly, you're going to be removed. Kol misa, because the Gemara establishes a rule. Kol p'seidat lehadar, anybody who caused damage which is irreversible, commotion of dummy, they don't have to have special hasra. And there's a discussion in the Rishonim about some of these halachas. When the Gemara spoke about a mikri dardiki, what kind of a mistake are we referring to here? Rashi explains that if somebody teaches them, if a Rebbe teaches his Talmidim something which is incorrect, inaccurate, that mistake remains forever. So Tosfos asks that the Gemara in Masechta Baba Basra actually teaches us that even if somebody made a mistake, it could be corrected later in life. So the Ramban and Rashba says that somebody, there's two types of mistake. Somebody could teach somebody a Gemara something and tell them the wrong pshat, and then this student will realize that the pshat that he was taught is the wrong pshat. But if somebody lets his student make a mistake, he sees his student learning, he sees his Talmud learning, and he doesn't make sure that the Talmud shouldn't make a mistake, that type of mistake remains forever. Another pshat that Tosfos explains, that every moment is valuable. And the moment that was spent learning something incorrectly, even if that could be corrected, but the waste of time, the lost time, can never come back. And that's why a Rebbe who teaches his Talmidim wrong is removed. The Ran and the Nemuka Yosef have a different pshat. Their pshat is that we're referring here to somebody, to a Rebbe who teaches the Talmidim, who hits the Talmidim. And somebody who hits the Talmidim is too strict with the Talmidim, and that can never be corrected. A tafcha is talking about a shaychet. So the Rishonim discuss what type of a shaychet are we speaking about here. If we're talking about that the shaychet deliberately made the animal not kosher, which should have been kosher, so then he has to pay for the animal. So if he's paying back for the animal, why is this considered an irreversible loss? So the Rishonim explain that what means here is that the person, yes, I gave him an animal to shecht, and he didn't shecht it properly. So he'll have to pay me back. He won't be entitled to a salary. But I need the meat. I have guests. And that's something that cannot be, and now I don't have food to serve my guest. Rashi explains that it's talking about a moil. And Rashi explains that a moil is supposed to do metzitza after the bris, because otherwise the child is in danger. And if a moil doesn't do metzitza, he should be removed because he's putting the children in danger. Others say that under the Masna, we speak often in Shas about that their most common way of doing, of healing, was with Hakazas Adam, bloodletting, and the Gemara speaking about a person who didn't bloodlet properly. Then the Gemara spoke about the Safer Masa. Rashi explains that we're speaking about a Sofer who makes a mistake in writing a Sefer Torah. So Tosfos asks, but that a Sefer Torah could be corrected. So why is this considered an irreversible loss? So the Rishonim say there's certain mistakes, even in a Sefer Torah, that cannot be corrected. Rashi also says that we're speaking of the Sefer Masa, again, speaks about a type of a Rebbe. Another pshat is that speaking about a barber. And a barber is somebody who, if he makes a mistake, again, that mistake cannot be corrected. Tosfos says we're talking about a lawyer. And a lawyer who's writing documents, if the documents were not written properly, then it could have terrible repercussions for the people who are involved in this deal. So all of them are Musrim, the Oidim. And the Chazon Ish explains that the Gemara here is speaking about a situation where certain people are hired and are given lifetime contracts. And what the Gemara is teaching us here is that even though such people under normal circumstances are entitled to keep their positions forever, the halacha is that such a people, that these people, even though they're entitled to keep their positions forever, the halacha is that if they did not do their job properly, they should be removed. There's a very interesting discussion here, a lengthy discussion, in the Cheshukei Chemed, about people who don't do their job properly. He discusses there was a doctor who was taking care of a patient, and he gave the patient the wrong prescription, the wrong medication. And the patient died because of that. And now the question is that there's another doctor who knows about the improper way that this doctor took care of his patient. And his questioning is he obligated to report him to the authorities, the hospital administration? Our Gemara just spoke about people who are in positions of if they do damage, the damage is irreversible. And are they removed? And the Gemara says they're removed. But we look in Shulchan Aruch, Choshe Mishpat, Simen Shinvav Sif Ches, what does it mean that they're removed? Is it they removed only after, as soon as they made one mistake? Or is it only after it happened three times? The opinion of Shulchan Aruch is even if it happened once. The Ramah says that after three times. So, and the Sma adds another important point. And the Sma says when we speak in our Gemara that people are removed from the various positions if they didn't do what they were supposed to do, also included in the Gemara is that they can't go back to that position. So Rabbi Yoshev also adds another point. He says that the Gemara here is speaking about people who did actual damage. The person, the moil, who did not do the mealer properly. So he caused actual damage. The case of somebody giving the wrong prescription, it's more like a grumma. So the Chashuk Echemed says that it really depends on the situation. The circumstances have to be taken into consideration. How irresponsible was this doctor? Should have he known that this patient would suffer from this medicine? All of the circumstances have to be taken into consideration before the decision. Similarly, if a patient feels, and the others feel that this doctor did not take care of the patient properly, or if there was a surgery and there's a concern that too much anesthesia was given to this patient, in all these cases, that the halach is, we have to evaluate the exact situation and then make a determination. Says the Gemara, who shasla? There was an oris, damaloi, and he said to the owner of the property, havli shafchoi, give me what it went up in value. The bina l'meisik l'ar d'Yisrael, I want to go to Yisrael, and I want to leave, and I want to take what I'm entitled to. And the owner of the property did not want to do so. Also, l'kamed r'papa b'shmul, amalei, and r'papa said, havli shafchoi, give him what it went up in value. Amalei, Rava. So Rava said to r'papa, why did you say so? Is he only entitled to the improvement? The improvement didn't just come because of him. The improvement also came because of the property. Amalei, so Rapapa said, when I said that he's entitled to get the extra value, what I meant to say was, paga the shifra kamin aloch. He's only entitled to get half of the that extra value. He's not entitled to the entire improvement. Amalei, so Rava said to Rapapa, Ada idna have a shakabal bayis palga. If they would have just divided the property at the right time, so then the owner gets half, the shasal palga, and the oris gets half. Hashtaboy l'mesiv mana l'arisa. But now that he's leaving in the middle of the term, I'm going to have to find another oris, who's also going to want to get a new share. Amalei, so Papa said, River the Shefka Kamina. You're right. He's only entitled to half because the landlord is entitled to half. And from his half, he's going to have to give away half for the new Oris. Sava Ravashi Lameima, that what he meant to say was, River the Udanka, a quarter of two-thirds, because normally that's the amount that is given. In a place where the shasla gets half, farisa tilsa, and an oris gets a third, high shasla the boil suki. If the oris wants to leave, so we give him only that much because we don't want the owner to lose out. So Zimura explains. If you're going to say river de Hudanka, if we're going to go say that he gets a quarter, great. Elamet river mamish, kamatle pseid lebalbayis, palgadanka. Amale rachareid rav yosef rashi, vilemale. Why can't the worker say to the owner, at monsa de lo chavli larisa, you give the oris from your share. Ana monsa de li, my debin avidinle. And the quarter that I take belongs to me. Amra, so he said, "Kimatus l'shchitus kachim." When you're going to learn shchitus kachim, sechtes vakim tava actually. So the Gemara's simple pshat in the Gemara is what he meant to say was that at that it's a difficult Gemara, and when you're able to understand that Gemara, then you'll be able to answer this question. But there's a beautiful explanation to this Gemara in the Hakdama of the Chaya Adam. The Chaya Adam explains that when it comes to learning Torah, there are two types of learning. There's Torah that we learn, he explains, that to know what to do. And then there's Torah that we learn because we need to, that Torah that we learn is just for the sake of learning Torah. And he says that the Torah that we learn to know what we do is the more important, because he says that first every Jew is obligated to learn halacha to know what he's supposed to do in life. And of course, learning Torah, you're still learning Torah and you accomplish everything that you're supposed to do. Only after a person, explains the Chaya Adam, has learned Torah to the degree that he knows what he's supposed to do, then is he entitled to learn Torah just for the sake of learning. Shechitas Kachim, explains the Chaya Adam, is learning Masechta Zvachim, is learning about Kabbonis, which unfortunately, Bizman HaZeh, we don't have Kabbonis. So since unfortunately, Bizman HaZeh, we don't have Kabbonis, learning Kachim and learning something just for the sake of understanding what, for the sake of learning, is the second stage in learning. So what he said to him was, when you will be up to the Madrega, when you'll be up to the level that you're learning a Shechitas Kachim, that you're able to learn just what you need to learn for the sake of learning, and not just learning halacha, and not just first learning the halacha part, which every Jew has to learn first, then you'll be able to understand this Gemara. But first, concentrate, he said, on learning on what a Jew is obligated to do, what the halacha that we have to do all the time is. Says the Gemara Gufa, Amar Rav Yumi, Berei de Rav Nechumi, Be'asur de Shoka Shasa Palga, in a place where somebody who plants trees gets a half, Verisa, but the person who's an Oris gets a Tlosa, Hai Shasa de Bayis de Luki, if the person who plants the trees wants to leave, Yavinale Shifche, we give him the improvement of Mesakinale, Kehecha, the lifts of Balabayis, we don't want the owner of the property to lose out. Amr, Rabbi Yonah, Berei de Rav Nechumi, Kupa Sava, a grapevine that got depleted and it can't grow anymore, and the owner of the field wants to rip it out. Palga, the person who plants the vineyard, is entitled to half, and the owner gets half. However, if what happened here was the shot for Nara, there was a flood, then here he gets only a river. He only gets a quarter. Because here, it's not a situation where he's being removed from the field. He has to leave the field. And therefore, in such a case, he only gets a quarter. Who gave the mashkin padesa l'chavrei? Somebody who gave his vineyard as a mashkin to someone else, l'esashnin, for 10 years. And the way it was, the arrangement was that the malva will eat the grapes from this property for 10 years. And at the end of the 10 years, the loiva won't have to pay him anyway, anything. But what happened here was, the kosh l'chamishnin, it got depleted after 5 years. Abaye Amar, that since the field that I was expecting, the malva was expecting to eat from, got ruined, perehava, the malva is entitled to take the grapevines. Rav Amar, Rav says, karnahava, he was entitled to take the peris for the duration of this deal. He wasn't entitled to the principal, and what the halacha there was, that now they should take these grapevines, and we should buy property with those grapevines, and the malva will be allowed to eat peris. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Brisa teaches us that if somebody had this type of a mashkin relationship, and Yavash Ilan and Nixas, Shneim Asurimba, neither of them can't use it. Ketsiyasu, what should they do? Yimachru, leitzim, sell it for wood. V'yilak ben karka v'oichel peiris. My love. So the Gemara is assuming that this halacha of Yovish, if it dried up, is similar to the halacha of Nixas if it was cut. Ma Nixas bezmanoi, in the time where it came to be cut, because it's no longer giving fruit. Af Yovish bezmanoi. K'tani yilak ben karka v'oichel peiris. Alma, so we see that's considered Karen, and that he's not entitled to take those grapevines. Loi, says the Gemara, Nixas Duma de Yavish. Ma Yavish Shloi Bezmanoi, that was not at the right time. He didn't, it was before the year was up. Af Nixas Bezmanoi. But if it was cut in the right time, that's when he's entitled to his Myris, because that's why he took the property. Tashma, Nafala, if a woman got, who was married, got in Yerusha Gefanim Zaysim Vakanim, Yemachru Lemachru Leitzim, they should be sold. So we see, if Abai is right, that Atzi Gefanim are like Paris, why would Halacha be that they should be sold? The husband is entitled to all Paris. Emu, says the Gemara, the case here is Veskinu, that they got old, they got depleted before the time, as we just learned, that in that case, even Abai agrees that it's Karen. Vabai Sema, Lami Ikmalahi, how we explained that Mishnah, Kigon Shnafla Besada Acheris, that the wood is not his. That if the owner is, if the husband's going to use it, they're not going to have any more Karen, because she only got the Eitzim, not that she got a place that could plant and grow further. In such a case, everybody agrees that the Eitzim should be sold and buy property that they'll, and that the husband will eat the payers from that property.